Welcome to the Reverend's Rants. I'm coming to you from the USA, and today's topic is American patriotism. Yesterday was the 4th of July, the celebration of the declaration of our independence from Britain in 1776. It brings out the feeling of patriotism in most citizens, but it makes me wonder if I fit the patriotism mold. It has always seemed to me that to be what Americans consider a patriot, you have to have a certain set of characteristics. To be patriotic, you have to wear clothing with flags on it, at least some of the time. I don't think I have a single article of clothing with a star-spangled banner on it. It just looks tacky to me, and really, who are you trying to convince with it? To be a patriot, you have to never question what the president says. Unless it's Obama, because he's a pinko commie, apparently. I was never able to do this either. I was always asking why Bush was doing what he was doing, and why no one thought to question it. I always question the government. I want to know what they're doing and why they're doing it. I simply can't follow blindly. To be a patriot, you have to be in the military or have this almost religious zeal about loving the military. To be clear, I don't hate the military. They're doing a job I would never do, and I have respect for them for that. However, it's the exact same respect I have for the police, people who repair tall buildings or bridges, etc. Any job that has a high level of danger that I would never do. I would never join the military. It's way too much authority for me. But I don't knock the people who do. I just don't think they're any more special than any other group of citizens. To be a patriot, you have to love God. God and country. They make it sound like the Founding Fathers and Jesus were drinking buddies and totally made America together, especially the Mormons. They neglect to learn the real history, where many of the Founding Fathers were either deists or atheists, and knew that to add religion into the government would only continue the trends seen out in the rest of the world, trends such as oppression and tyranny. To be a patriot, you have to think America is the greatest country ever put on this planet, ever. And you can never consider another country truly our equal. To believe this, I think, is patently absurd. America may be called home of the free, but we are starting to slide on our freedoms. South Africa allows gay marriage, and we're still fighting to get it legalized in 44 fucking states. Let me repeat that. South Africa allows more human freedoms than we currently do. In terms of freedom, Canada is ranked higher than we are. How can we let that happen? So when it comes down to it, I don't fit any of the criteria to be considered a patriot. But that criteria sounds like a recipe for jingoism to me, not patriotism. And jingoism will never be good. We live in a global community, now more than ever. I'm certainly not the kind of guy who likes to shout, "America, fuck yeah!" But I do enjoy living here. I just don't think it's the greatest place on this planet, nor do I think it's the only country in which I could live in, do well, and be happy. We need to stop being so jingoistic, tone it down to an appropriate amount of patriotism, and try and see that we're citizens of the world. It's okay to love our country, but it's not okay to pretend that we are a gift to the rest of this planet. Alright, that's been Reverend's Rants. Please feel free to email me with questions, comments, or concerns at AskTheReverendRTB@yahoo.com. I'll catch you guys next time.